We're good.
Doom and gloom. The gloom's here. No?
No, just doom.
Do you want to hold any more? Who are you working for today?
I'm on your side.
We're on your side.
On your side. Okay, let's
go.
Can
we begin with a goaltending coach? Business is clearly out, and you're going with Andrei Vasilevsky. So now the challenge for him and your hockey team at this point going forward.
Well, it never hurts when guys are getting hurt, and it seems to be a regular basis now. But as proven all year, it's 1A and 1A for us. So, Vasilevsky now is going to obviously take the lead role here for a while Bish is out. But we've not ever anticipated that our guys are going to get hurt. But, he's been playing more, and we've been obviously grooming him to play more games in the NHL. And, now he's definitely getting his chance.
You're convinced he can do this with the success that he had against Pittsburgh in the postseason, further strengthen that in the line?
Yeah, well, I think it's the success he's had as a goaltender, period, in this league. And the one thing about playing that position, you need reps. And slowly but surely, he's been getting those reps over the last couple of years. He's just, now he's going to, they're going to pile up pretty fast now. But he's a National Hockey League goaltender and a really good one, and the future's bright for him. And the thing is now, the future is now for him, and we're going to need him to be big here while Bish is out.
Could Andrei Palat get in tonight?
No. Don't be fooled by the jersey colors.
We're
losing more players than we're adding tonight, so that's a problem.
The St. Louis Blues coach and the talent that they presented, you faced them once this year. They got the big lead. Tarasenko had the hat trick. How do you change that decision?
Well, the big difference in the game was we couldn't keep their power play off the board, and they got three power play goals in that game, and that was the difference. Like, it's been for the past couple weeks here, and when our penalty kill's been rolling, we've been winning games. That was the case against Detroit the other night. We keep the power play off the board, and usually translates in a win, and that's what we have to do tonight against St. Louis, is we just can't get beat in a special teams game.
Why did it work the other night?
When you're killing a penalty, you got to take pride in it, and it's hard work to do, because you're pretty much playing without the puck the whole time. It's not near as glamorous as being on the power play, and I think that was one of the big things, is first we're going to take pride in killing penalties. And once you get over that hurdle, everything else comes a little bit easier. And we were a little inconsistent in our structure. We've really tried to straighten that out, and the guys were just competing hard. Every time we took a penalty, you could just hear them on the bench that we're killing this off. And so when you start with that attitude, it can help, and it really helped us the other night. Anybody can ask a question besides Paul.
I'm asking for two stations.
Double-fisted.
Jones, double-fisted.
I'm double-dipping, coach.
Okay, sorry, Brent.
Well, was that where that slide kind of started on the PK in St. Louis when you gave up those three?
We lost that game, but I didn't think we played. I thought we played fairly well in that game.
I meant the slide on the PK.
Oh.
Did maybe lose some confidence in one game?
Yeah, well, that's never good, but it started a little bit before that.
Yeah.
And, you start giving up multiple goals in a game on the penalty kill. You give up one, that's going to happen, but you can't give up multiples. And that's, it almost seemed like after that game, we were giving up multiple goals a game. And, hopefully, the game against Detroit is a step forward to fix that.
John, you've been looking for chemistry, at least in the forward lines, with the key players out. Yeah. You see a good bit of chemistry with Joe and Boyle?
Yeah, and Phil, that line has played pretty consistently well for us the last little bit. So is, Point, Killorn, and Nemetsnikov. And it's when you see these guys kind of gelling a little bit, it's a little comforting as a coach, and they've been playing extremely well. The problem is we've just never been healthy enough to keep them together. And that may be another case tonight, so we'll have to wait and see. But it's tough when guys keep getting banged up and it's hard to get that synergy because you're playing with different line mates all the time. So like what we've seen, though, and hopefully just guys can stay healthy enough to stay together. We good?
Thanks. Thank you, Coach.